The question was asked, a person's having a conversation with their father. I know you didn't say that. A person's having a conversation with their father on speakerphone. And every 2 seconds, his mother, who's standing right next to him, interjects her opinion, her comment. And I would just say that the same thing will happen with your wife. Wait and see. It's a female thing. That's how I knew it was that scenario. So how is one supposed to deal with it? So the Yerushalmi tells us the following story. There was a man named Dama ben Nesina, a Nanju, who was going to the Senate. And as he was talking to the senators in Rome in the Senate, so his mother came up to him and spat in his face and started tearing his clothing. Now, he was an adult. And his mother was cuckoo. She was mad. She wasn't all there, right? The Jerusalem Talmud says that as she was doing this, her scarf fell. So he leaned over and picked it up for her. He said, "Ma, here's your scarf." So on the one end, you know, this isn't what we'd tell a group of 10-year-olds, because if a parent is abusive, they're tearing the kid's clothing or whatever, the child needs to get help. But when a person's an adult and the parent is doing things that are inappropriate, so then the halacha says, stay away. But you're allowed to defend yourself. You don't have to stand there and get your clothing torn. You don't have to stand there and get spat at, but you can't hit her back. You can't do something, even though the parent is dead wrong. So in Dama ben Nesina's case, his mother was mad. The Talmud tells us in the Babylonian Talmud another story of a rabbi whose mother got old, and she kept asking him for all kinds of things, and whatever he gave her, she wanted more and more and more, and finally she says, "Get me a man." So he tries to get her a shidduch, and then she says, "I want a man like you." So he realized, I'm never going to please her. I'm never going to get anywhere with her. So he set up a caretaker for her, and he fled to Israel. He said, "I took care of her. Her needs are taken care of." He fled to Israel. He's in Israel, and he gets word his mother's followed him. She's coming to Israel. So he went out to greet her, meaning so long as he wasn't in her presence. So he fulfilled his obligations, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of honoring one's parents, that if one sees that their parents have aged or have reached a point in their mental health that they have needs that you cannot meet, so then you do set up a caretaker. It's interesting, already in the Talmud's times, the Talmud discusses this need. But once he heard she was coming to his domain, so he went out to greet her again, in spite of the fact. Then the Talmud says he found out she was coming in a coffin. She had passed away. He had gotten an inaccurate message. She was coming to him, but she wasn't coming alive. So he went back home, waited for the coffin to get there. Coming back to here, the baseline we have is that with regards to parents, we have so many commandments to honor them and to service them and to take care of them and not to mock them and not to put them down and not to cause them any pain. So even though the halacha limits our responsibilities that they have to fund it, if a parent asks us to go to the supermarket to do shopping, they should give us their credit card. We don't have to fund their needs. But the halacha says if they can't afford it, then you should fund their needs. If you can do it from your day-to-day salary, good. And if not, use your tzedakah money for it. But the halacha does say, take care of your parents. So that limitation that says, you know, they're supposed to cover their needs is not even such a big limitation. At the end of the day, the halacha expects us to honor them and service them and respect them and value them and look at them positively. And even when they're wrong, even when they're interfering in a conversation and they're being annoying, the Talmud gives us that story of Dama ben Nesina and his mother who was completely inappropriate. And the Talmud says, okay, he didn't shame her. And we learn halacha from that, that even when parents are wrong, we shouldn't shame them. Now, this is very, very hard, especially as we grow older and parents grow older. And it's very hard. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that one of the hardest mitzvos is kibud av v'aim. That's why Shulchan Aruch says parents should please forgive their children. It says in the laws of kibud av v'aim, parents shouldn't take their kids to task. Parents should be lenient with their kids because it's a very hard mitzvah. However, the mitzvah does encompass that even when parents are wrong and annoying, we should honor them. And so that's where we stand. And so even if a mother is jutting in every second, you know, what about this and what about that? And what a person feels like saying is, come on, Ma, or Ma, I'm trying to talk to Dad. That's not the way we're supposed to talk to parents. It's hard. It's very, very hard. But that's the halacha. We're supposed to treat them respectfully, even when they're annoying us and they're wrong. I'm saying again, the extreme example is Dama Ben Asina standing in the Senate. It's a tough question and a tough answer. Very, very tough. It's very, very, very hard. It's very hard. The laws of Kibbut Avim, in that sense, being in Israel and your parents in Chutzlarts makes it much easier. That's the halacha. We have to try to respect them. If a child feels like they're being abusive and they're destroying him and they're destroying his self-confidence, whatever it is, then a person has to ask a shayla, because sometimes they don't owe it to their parents. Meaning, there will definitely be instances where a person has to take care of their own mental health, their own stability, their own marriage. There will be instances where the halacha says, you don't owe them that. But when it's just an annoyance, so then we do owe them that decent treatment. Yeah? Yeah? And I would add that when it comes to your wife, you also have to think how to deal with it. And it's very tempting to find a way to tell her, I'm on the phone and I'm not talking to you right now. And it's not smart to do that. And it's also not right. Chazal say, you guys know the Medrash, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam said, what should I create a woman from? The Ribbono Shel Olam said, should I create her from the eye? She'll be too curious. Should I create her from the mouth? She'll be too talkative. Should I create her from the leg? She'll always be curious and go out and see what's going on. Should I create her from the hands? She'll end up taking things that aren't hers. I'll create her from somewhere very humble and modest, from the rib. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I created her from the rib. And yet you see, she still goes out. Like you see, Sarah went out and Dina went out. You see, the girls talk to Shaul, the girls are very talkative, Sarah is curious to hear what's going on, as Avram's having the guests, it says she's paying attention to every word, she's curious, Rachel takes the truffin from her father, so the Medrash says Hashem created them from the rib, and they still have many of these tendencies, and the Medrash isn't coming down to put down women, I think the Medrash is coming to tell us men to be patient, but this is part of a woman's nature, and if she's so curious, So then, she's so curious. So if we were that curious, we also would be asking every second what's going on the other end of the line.